Thanks for listening to the Friday Live Extra from NET Radio. UNK and Kearney community members are presenting an accessible family fairy tale opera. NET Radio's Robert Goldberg has the details.
The UNK Department of Music is presenting Engelbert Humperdinck's opera Hansel and Gretel this weekend at the Fine Arts Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the University of Nebraska at Kearney campus. Here to talk to me about the production today is director and opera instructor at the university, Anne Foradori. And let me just start by saying that even though Hansel and Gretel is a German opera and that it's going to be sung in English, you have the perfect name for an Italian opera star.
Thank you. Italian, right?
It is, yes. Let's start with the opera. Like so many opera plots, Hansel and Gretel is full of fantasy and imagination. But in this case, it's a story that's familiar to almost everybody, especially children. From the plot to the composer's rather funny name, is this the perfect opera introduction for those who want to dip their toes in?
I think it is, especially for families who would like to have something accessible to their children. As you said, the opera performance being in English and the story being very familiar are winners in terms of the audience coming with a basic understanding of the plot line when they attend the theater. This plot, the libretto for this, was written by Engelbert Humperdinck's sister, Adelheid Wette, and her take on the story or her adaptation is much less grim than the Grimm brothers' telling of it. The children are not abandoned in the forest. They go there to gather berries and are lost and must spend the night. And then the parents immediately, when they realize they're in danger, go to look for them. So there are many themes in this story that are a big part of the libretto, and it's the themes of darkness and light and triumph of good over evil. There are spiritual symbols like the guardian angels and the power of the children's prayer, birds, and the message of salvation that are really a major part of the telling of this story.
So you've emphasized the aspects of the opera that are good for families and kids to take away with as a sort of a learning lesson about human nature and life running its course.
Yes. I don't want to say think of it as operatic Harry Potter. In any good story, this is a folk tale, which is different than a fairy tale.
Okay.
A folk story, the basic difference is that in folk stories or folk tales, they're based on plausible real-life events. And fairy tales are much more fanciful and have good fairies and bad fairies and ogres and monsters and things like that. But the realism in this setting is that all of these things could have happened. These children could have been lost in the woods, and there could have been someone like the witch who may not have supernatural powers, but would certainly be a source of evil and danger for them.
Yeah.
So I think because of that, a real heart of the story is the telling of Hansel and Gretel and how they are saved by parents who are looking for them and how goodness can win out at the end if you have a pure heart.
Yes, it is like Harry Potter. And it's quite fascinating that Engelbert Humperdinck ended up writing this opera with his sister.
Yes, it started out as some sketches they were writing for a Christmas pageant. And before they knew it, they had revised it and it turned into a full-blown opera. And because it had been premiered in December of 1893 and begun as sketches for a Christmas pageant, it has traditionally been performed at Christmas time.
You've kept the audience in mind very much in this production. Props, costumes, the music is sung in English, and there's even ballet. And as you said, you've toned down a bit of the darkness. What was the process of conceiving and then directing this production with your students at UNK?
Well, I would say, first of all, we're doing this in the Fine Arts Recital Hall. So there is a basic transformation of a concert hall into a theatrical space. So for us, that meant adding lighting equipment. Then we had a lighting designer for that, Matt Bennis, who graduated last spring as a technical theater major, came back to design our lights. We have flipping gingerbread house. It's two walls. One side it turns, and it's the inside of Hansel and Gretel's house. And the other side, the flipped, looks like the exterior two walls of the witch's house.
Oh, fine.
And that had to be built off-site and is being assembled in the recital hall. The set was built off-site because Rashomon, another production for theater, is in the shop now. They open the week after us. So we have squeezed this in this time it's built as like a truck and bus show so that it can be dismantled and put together quickly and easily. We're to the point where everybody's really ready to do it for an audience.
I bet.
So that's one of the challenges we have of not having a theater space where, you know, whole sets can be built on stage and rolled in. Our hall is in use all the time. Mm-hmm. There's not a day when the recital hall is not in use for a rehearsal or a performance. It's very active.
Well, you must have a huge team there, not just the singers and the performers, but the costumes and the set.
We do. So, and I would call this a traditional production. Mm-hmm. So sometimes the Met has a production now that I would call high concept, where the Dream Ballet is more like a fantasy of Hansel and Gretel having a dream where they wake up and they're being served by a lot at a big banquet, and the maitre d' someone in a big is a big fish in a tuxedo. So it's we're not doing a high concept, as in really outside the box performance. So this will be traditional in the gingerbread house and traditional in the costuming as well. And I think especially for an audience that's going to who is going to experience opera for the first time, there is merit in seeing a production that is as the composer and librettist intended.
Yeah, especially I think for children who often think of things more literally perhaps than adults do.
Right.
Well, you're a much-loved teacher of opera at UNK. Tell us a bit more about the program that you run there, the opera workshop, and about some of the students who are involved in the production.
We have a very strong interest in opera here, and because we're an all-undergraduate institution for music, we have an online graduate program in music, but those students aren't active in performance groups on campus. Since we're mostly undergraduates, we have to choose works according to what will best suit our population and who can it serve and what can we produce credible productions of that will serve the students and entertain the audience. And so we sort of go back and forth between large musicals and operetta and opera, depending on who the student body is. A couple years ago, we did a full production of Die Fledermaus.
Wow.
We had this, the students to fill that many large roles. One of the nice things about Hansel and Gretel is that it is a smaller cast. It is seven adults, and one of the adults is a faculty member. Sharon Campbell is playing the witch. She's tremendously talented and just a delight to watch. So six students and Dr. Campbell will make up the principal characters. Then there are six gingerbread children, and they're from the Kearney schools.
They
were auditioned for this and are participating as the gingerbread children. And then there are five dancers. Our ballet is not as in traditional productions where there's a big staircase appears and 14 ballerinas are on point. It was choreographed by Noel Bohate, who is our choreographer, and it's delightful as well. We saw it for the first time in a rehearsal on Sunday. So we produce, I won't say it's a small scale, but I think it's an adequate scale for the size student body we have and the size of performing venue.
That's
they'll see it fully produced, but like I said, with the partial houses and things to give suggestions of the Witch's House and Hansel and Gretel's house, works very well for us in our space.
Yeah, it seems like you've used the space perfectly, and I love all the elements there you have of the children as well as the adults and the dancing and the costumes. Are there any other breadcrumbs or apparently berries, perhaps you should say, that you want to throw out there to entice folks over to watch and hear what sounds like a very fun production?
The opera is 2 hours long, including intermission. So it's some operas are a lot longer. Ours is just under 2 hours with an intermission. So even the youngest children can sit through that and be entertained and not be too restless.
That does sound like a great way to spend actually not just one evening, but an evening and an afternoon.
People could come twice.
They could. That's true. That's only 4 hours.
The other thing I'd like to just say about this is at UNK we have a strong international student population.
Yes.
And so our Hansel is from South Korea, and our Dew Fairy, who is also one of the dancers, is from Japan, and one of the other dancers is from Japan as well. These students have worked very hard to be fluent and proficient in their English, and it's great to see it for both of them, their senior years, this kind of coming into fruition with a production like this.
Yeah, that's really impressive, a great diverse cast. I've been talking with UNK Opera Professor Anne Foradori. Anne has directed a student production of Engelbert Humperdinck's opera Hansel and Gretel. The show is tomorrow evening at 7:30 and then again on Sunday at 3 at the Fine Arts Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the University of Nebraska at Kearney Campus. Anne, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Robert Goldberg.
The Friday Live Extra is a weekly podcast, production help from Dave Hughes. You can learn more about people and groups involved in arts and humanities in Nebraska by listening to Friday Live, broadcast statewide each week on NET Radio, streaming audio and video online at netnebraska.org, and also available there as a podcast. I'm Genevieve Randall.